Welcome to YatesRadio.com. Today we're going to be entering Hempley's. Hempley's, can you tell us about any clubs you have been in?
I've never been in any clubs.
Wow.
Nothing like Chime or anything like that?
Chime I've been in.
What do you do with Chime?
I used to play the violin, but now I play the viola.
What's the difference?
And how about student concert?
What's the difference between a viola and a violin?
A violin is like, depending what size you are, it can be smaller or bigger than a viola.
How didn't you go to none of club before?
He went to Chime.
She was wondering, like, how come you haven't been in anything else? Have you just not had a chance to do it? You haven't been invited, maybe?
No.
Okay.
Me? Oh. It's kind of like what, like she said, how is it different? Like, because the violin has like higher strings than a viola.
Why'd you switch? From the violin to the viola, right? Mm-hmm. Why?
Because the violin was getting more easier for me, so Mr. Kami wanted me to play something harder.
Wow, that's impressive.
Mm-hmm. What about student council?
Yeah.
Have you been in student council? How's that?
Every other Tuesday I have a meeting.
Oh, great. What do you guys figure out?
Like, how to stop bullying.
Wow, how do you stop bullying? I've been trying to do that for years.
It does work if you don't talk to that person that's being mean to you.
Yeah, you just, so ignoring helps?
Walking away
helps?
Mm-hmm. It helps. Not saying anything back.
Mm-hmm. Not talking back to the person, like, helps.
Or telling a teacher before.
Get some help from a grown-up. Those are all good ideas. Yeah. Have you ever been bullied? I have. Yeah, so you know what it feels like, right?
Just I have two.
I was going to ask that question, but...
Okay. Do you have any favorite friends? What's their
name? My favorite friend is Gregory.
Why?
Who's Gregory? Because he's, like, really nice to me. And, like, he doesn't bully me at all.
Does Gregory defend you?
Defend me.
He likes to defend his friends.
That's nice to hear, because these girls sometimes talk junk about him here at the end. Nice to hear some nice words about Gregory, because I've heard he's a nice boy. Siblings are like that.
That's true.
No, at school he's a different person at home.
Exactly.
He's annoying.
Gregory's annoying.
Hempley's, have you hung out with him, like, outside of school? Is he any different or the same?
Same.
To
you? I love his friends, but his siblings and my friends.
Cousins.
Exactly.
Rude.
And I'm like, I'm considered as family, so I have no idea why he's so rude to me. He's like, get out of my room, Em! Leave me alone! Why you touch that?
That's Gregory. And then he also says, get out of my sister's room! I'm telling your mom! And then she ends up getting in trouble.
Alright, enough about Gregory.
Does Gregory play with you outside every time you go outside?
Mm-hmm. How about in the morning?
What happens if you don't go to school? How?
Yeah. Is he okay if you don't come? Does he have other friends to play with?
Mm-hmm.
Good.
What about when you're not here?
He's got other kids.
He's supposed to be going. He's not in here.
he's got other friends besides his student, please. Awesome.
Do you have a favorite book?
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us what it is?
One fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish.
What's it about?
What's it about?
It's like
bread.
Really?
Just say it.
Yeah, just say it.
It's like funny
for people
lines.
Who do not know what the book is.
Do you know the funny lines from the book? Can we hear one?
Say one.
I can't remember.
You know,
it's
good.
It's not a shame if you don't know a book. I've never read a Harry Potter movie in my life or a book. So.
Did you just say you never read a Harry Potter movie?
No, book or I've never watched a movie. So
she's never watched a book.
Yeah. I've read all the books and I watched all the movies.
Okay, good. She's never watched the book, so.
There's pictures, people.
I actually have two different books.
All right.
Two favorites.
Another one.
I think the other one.
Read a lot. Harry Potter.
Oh.
You better tell Nicole about it. She's never once, not even once, has she watched
the book.
They
play Quidditch.
Yeah.
Why Quidditch?
That's all she knows about.
All she knows is Quidditch. That's right.
Why is your favorite holiday?
My favorite holiday?
Yeah.
Oh, wait. She had her finger.
Your favorite holiday, yeah. Your holiday.
Favorite holiday.
Christmas and Thanksgiving.
It could be a birthday.
Everybody likes Christmas.
Yeah, but no one's ever said what?
Thanksgiving.
Tell us about that. What makes Thanksgiving so fun?
Because me and my family members like have like a really big meal,
like a feast.
Mm-hmm. So they hang out together. You and your family comes over for the first time and hang out.
You guys eat the leftovers.
Do you eat the leftovers? I eat the leftovers.
Do you have a favorite dish?
What's your favorite part of Thanksgiving?
Favorite meal?
Yeah.
Like the mashed potatoes or
the
like
turkey.
The turkey.
A turkey with gravy.
Mine is ham.
Ham.
I love
my
ham.
The only way I would eat turkey because my mom usually makes it so dry. I only eat turkey if I put
my mom makes it flavorful.
Yeah, you need some gravy and some salt maybe.
My mom makes it so good.
I put ketchup on mine.
On what?
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 You put ketchup on your turkey?
Wait.
I'm gonna say
I do not like ketchup.
It's good.
Me and Selma are so weird. When we get white rice, we put ketchup on it.
So do I.
Can we mix it all together?
Yeah, we do.
No, I put hot sauce.
I just saw someone adobo ketchup on it.
Exactly.
You know what's so
bad. And then we put ketchup on our white rice, and it tastes good. People say I'm weird because I put hot sauce on my eggs. Like, but it tastes good. I don't ketchup on it.
I don't ketchup on it.
People say you're weird for many other reasons. But anyway.
I don't like ketchup. What's your favorite activity to do?
Activity. Like, what do you like? What's your hobbies? What do you do when you're not at school?
Play Monopoly.
Monopoly?
With my older brother and my little brother.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Now, do you play all the way through the whole game? Do you play that
we just keep on playing.
Yeah.
Who buys the most houses?
My older brother, because he's the banker.
Oh, so he can buy the... Wait, you don't let him have more money than you because he's the banker, do you?
Nah.
Okay, good. That's not fair. He doesn't get to have any more money than you.
No, I get the same amount of money.
What's your favorite color to get all three of, like yellow or orange? What's your favorite?
Red, purple, and orange.
Red, purple, and orange.
And blue.
How?
He's the first boy ever that don't like basketball.
Exactly.
You don't like basketball?
That doesn't say basketball.
I don't like basketball, but I like football.
Wait, what kind?
Wait.
I like basketball. What team do you like?
I play football.
I'm going to be the biggest
like basketball.
We all what team do you like from that team?
Yeah, everyone here plays basketball except for my sister.
What team do you like from that team?
Football.
From football? Do you have a favorite team?
Mm-hmm. Buffalo Bills.
What?
My best.
Me too.
And my basketball team is the New York Knicks.
Wow.
I'm over here like,
set.
What are you learning about in class?
We just got done with our ocean unit.
What are you doing with your ocean unit?
We're like... picking our animals and being that expert on that animal.
What animal did you choose?
The great hermit shark.
Can you tell us a fact about it?
Exactly. There's been very few recordings of the great hermit shark attacking humans.
Oh my god.
Does that mean like they're not like
so they're
say
they're not dangerous.
They're not that dangerous.
They're not as dangerous as the great white shark.
So it would only be if like a human went into their territory?
Mm-mm. It would be if you mess with it.
Oh, so like if you swim by it, it won't do anything, right?
Yeah, but if you
or like, if you
try
like
to
wave
hit
its
it,
hand,
if you try to
like this,
like if you like try to slap it or like hit it, it'll attack you.
Why would anyone do that?
For real?
Exactly.
For like it's like there's only 9 species.
Wait, not one? Can you name 3 species?
Yes. Well, we have the regular hammerhead shark, the great white, and the horn nose, I think.
Has anybody in your class picked a nudibranch?
No.
Has anyone in your class picked a turtle?
No.
A penguin?
Nope.
Oh, that's not motion.
No, nobody picked the neutron.
No one picked it.
You're the only one that's ever in the history of my teaching career going to pick the nudibranch.
A turtle.
No one even knows what it is.
That's what it is.
What?
For real.
No,
because we were watching this video and then it comes out Spanish dance. I'm like, oh, what's that?
And it was beautiful, right?
Yeah, it was beautiful.
Like the most beautiful sea creature you've never even heard of. So we saw it in a video and Nicole decided that was what she was going to research for.
On YouTube?
Okay,
I did a turtle.
A sea turtle?
Yeah.
Like a leatherback sea turtle?
Yeah.
I did a big white shark. A
great white shark?
My friends Ryan and Aisha are doing the hammerhead. And that's the hammerhead, the great white.
So do you think that the hammerhead doesn't attack people because it mostly lives on the bottom?
It lives in the sunlight or twilight zone.
Right, but I thought it was kind of a bottom feeder. Like, kind of, no? He swims all around?
What happens when he sees a stingray?
He eats stingrays,
crabs, lobsters, and other types of sharks.
Does it eat a nubra? It's poisonous, of course. Mm.
The poison doesn't affect it.
It doesn't?
Okay, I have a question for you. Does the big white shark, how many stuff does the big white shark eat?
Huh?
How much
He's
stuff?
He's doing a hammerhead shark.
I know, but I want to know.
I lost count because I used to always focus on the great white, but I was like around 300 or 400, I think.
Do you like the big white shark? Does it seem interesting for you to learn about?
Mm-hmm.
I like that. I would like to learn about the great white shark.
You should have picked it.
Yeah, but someone else took
our
idea.
She didn't know back then.
In third grade, I didn't even know.
And she'll never go back to third grade ever again.
Nobody in my class picked that fish, so...
Yeah, I did. Someone picked it.
But then they picked it without me. They picked it without me, so...
She was here.
Have you gone to any other school?
Only eight.
Sometimes I go to Zoe.
You just go there like after school, or did you actually go to class there?
No.
Just like
for
after
my pre-K class, I
yeah.
went there.
Yeah. Pre-K.
Cool.
Do you know your student's name?
I can't remember.
Yeah, it was a long time ago.
Do you know my pre-K teacher's name?
Miss Piglavante.
What? What was it?
Miss Piglavante. It took us 5 or 5 months to learn it. We were pronouncing Piglavante.
Piglavante.
I was just not bad not knowing your name.
Did you say like Miss Piggy? Like that would be really bad.
And then she's like Miss Pig or Vante. I'm like,
wow.
Miss Piglavante.
Well, that's pretty funny. I got a funnier one for you. There's a girl in our class, Elliot, and she went to school in Albany last year. And her teacher's name was Mrs. Pupus.
Oh my God! My teacher last week was Mr. Borger.
Your teacher
Borger.
Was named Mrs.
Pupus.
Miss Pupus.
Wait, so
Miss Pupus.
Guys, so imagine like you're throwing up, like Pupus, and she's like, what?
Well, here's what we said. We said, was she married? And Elliot said yes. So before she got married, her name wasn't Mrs. Pucus. She had her maiden name. Who knows what it was? Mrs. Smith, Mrs. Gonzalez, whatever.
That would have been last year.
So then she meets the man of her dreams, Mr. Pucus.
They have to take my
dream. Do you think that she was like, oh my goodness, if I marry this guy for the rest of my life, I'm gonna be
Mrs. Pucus,
and she's a teacher, so people have to say it all the time. So that's
wait,
what we're
doing. Wait, I'll be Mrs. Rodriguez.
No,
I would be Mrs.
Like if your husband, if you got married to your husband, then like
they taking my name, I wouldn't take
no,
yours.
And neither would I. Isn't it a choice to take the
it's
last
a choice,
name?
Yes.
Yeah, it's a choice to either take
it's
the
it's just
last
a tradition.
He shouldn't even
and
take that.
And most people
name.
Follow the tradition, but not everybody does.
My brother's kindergarten pre-kill kindergarten teacher died by his husband.
That's terrible.
Wait, that's like
they were arguing.
That's gonna be a crime.
They were arguing, and then he put he.
No, that's not how it happened.
He burnt it. The house.
That's how we need to know that.
Let's get back to
that.
Do you have any allergies? Do you have any allergies?
No, but I'm really irritated at the pollen.
Are you like allergic to anything?
But do you know if you're allergic to bees? Have you ever got stung?
Yes, I got stung by wasps and a bumblebee.
Are you allergic?
I thought wasps can sting.
They can sting multiple times before dying.
But don't doesn't a bumblebee like
They bite. They bite.
Exactly, and then they die because they're like things sticks to the thing or something, and they fall off. Yeah, exactly.
Like the teeth.
Yeah.
Like it's like some sort of thing, but. Like, it was just sticking to my arm, right there. Mm-hmm. I actually had to pull it out.
Yeah.
Okay, so, do you have any pets?
I have two.
Can you name them?
Hershey and Shadow.
What are they? Are they dogs?
They're cats.
Parents? Are they goldfish?
Oh, my God.
Turtles.
Okay, one dog, one cat.
Who's named Hershey? Okay.
Huh?
Who named Hershey?
The dog.
My dog.
What kind do you love more, the dog or the cat?
The cat.
I like the dog.
How dare you?
I like the dog.
So wait,
I like the dog
because
the dog can play
first.
With you.
I love them both equally.
Wait, so when I saw out there on your board, you were doing like, would you rather pick cats or dogs? You picked the cat?
Dog.
Oh, okay. Because
there's just scratches here and here.
Yeah, for the cat, right?
Yeah.
Dogs are nice. They're nice.
They play with you.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be?
Oh.
This is easy. Invisibility.
Why?
You would just sneak on people?
Yeah.
Sneak on people, tap on them, and then disappear.
Could I wait? Because in class, you can skip class and then that.
When you go to college. Or you go up to your teacher and then
you tap like.
It's a very normal way to
sneak up on
Alan
all the time.
Oh,
wait. What if you guys could manipulate something like that, voices, so you're just like, do this, you're like, do this and this. Like you're like,
go ahead, and class dismissed.
Exactly. And then,
you could like, make go beep, and then make Mr. Flynn's voice like, Attention students. School is canceled for today. All students may leave.
Yeah. And I will give you a free scoop of ice cream.
I have the top two that I would like. First, super speed.
Super speed, okay. Yep, at the flash. Yep. What would you do with that one?
That would be cheating. Yeah, cheating, bro.
Yeah. Okay, what's your other one? Being able to bend your finger really far back.
People can do that.
I can do this.
It's double jointed. It's like double jointed.
X-ray vision.
It's so sad.
X-ray vision? So like, if you had a broken bone, you'd be like.
Yeah, you could just give yourself an X-ray.
Exactly. And I go to the doctor and be like, oh, I got a way here. Like,
yeah, like you walk in the doctor and he'd be like, what's wrong? I'd be like, I broke my leg. He'd be like, how do you know? I'd be like, I use my X-ray vision, duh.
No,
right?
you stupid.
You can let people know what's wrong with them.
You have a petty.
Be like,
you have a petty in your stomach.
And then he's like,
wrong with a petty. Like, what do you mean? Get away from me, you weirdo.
You could be a famous doctor. Be like, I can X-ray. Mm-hmm. And then they're like, why do we need X-rayers if we have this guy?
For real.
I mean, what does he have up there?
Yeah, for real.
I want to see my own fat in my eyes.
What is
it? Your eyeballs is made out of guts and meat.
What music do you love?
Okay,
like what singer?
Yeah.
Or like what? Like
classic. What music or like what singer?
That's weird. Nobody ever said classical.
Classical. Yeah.
What country? I don't like.
What kind of classic? Like, do you have like a favorite kind?
Do you have any classical music? But I just like classical. Because I actually play classical.
Can you like sing?
Oh, so this is interesting. So he's saying that it's one of his favorites because he can actually play it. He can't play the other kinds of music.
I can't play hip hop.
Right.
I could just play classical.
Alright.
What can classical you music? Would classical music like be like the things we play in band?
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, then yeah, mm-hmm. I like classical.
Can
music.
You sing okay. like maybe like one favorite part from one of the classic songs you play?
Sure, I can play that.
Go ahead, Dave. No, because the guys over here, she's like, I like Dragon Slayer, yeah.
We're all like, what?
We're in Dakota.
Dragon Hunter.
In Dakota's yeah, always girl. Wearing, I love sweatpants.
No, wait, Nicole
like her,
made
like
up
her
that,
song.
That song.
She wasn't here.
Nicole, sing it. Okay. Wait. I'm finish. Okay, fine, okay.
Okay.
I like sweatpants. I want to be on the phone every day. That's all I got.
How do you feel about school?
Really good.
Do you have
well, I would have to just skip school forever, but I want to do this.
Do you have, like, a favorite subject?
Against the wall.
Do you have, like, a favorite subject in school?
Yes.
What is it?
Science.
Exactly. What are you doing science?
Right?
Chemical testing. Cool.
What are you guys
doing? Are you guys doing that thing where you have to find out the mystery chemical?
Yes.
I didn't have
any. No, we have to find out the mystery chemicals.
How you guys found it out yet?
No.
You know how long it took our class to do that?
I'm like finished.
A day.
No, not a day.
You guys
are not
going to
like, right, like 4 weeks?
Oh, this girl's like,
yes.
4 weeks.
It was like 4 weeks. And they, Mr. Because class took one day and they already knew what it was.
And
wait,
it was all my class.
Wait a minute, you're in my class.
I know, yeah, but your class this year.
Oh.
Kind of like, it was this. I'm like,
yeah, you know, I was kind of amazed by that.
Exactly. Like,
as soon as the kids, you know what it is? That mystery chemical, when you mix it with water, what does it make?
Oobleck.
Oobleck. And kids have made oobleck before?
I have.
So if you've been in a class where they made oobleck, like Miss Lemico was famous for that. At Lincoln, she always made oobleck.
It's this kind of like goo. And when you pick it up, you can like mold it, and then when you let it go, it just like goes to your
head. Oh,
that is true, DJ!
The thing that
I warning.
The thing that this YouTube is called Bob Juice has.
And VIP.
I've seen it before.
I filmed it. Like, I was molding it. Okay, fine. I had it in my hand and I was like doing something and then I accidentally let go. I thought I did something wrong. And then I was like, Trudy, I did something. She's like, what did you do? I'm like, it's melting. She's like, it's supposed to do that. I'm like,
that's oobleck. It's cornstarch and water and it makes
it was cornstarch.
It makes it a liquid and a solid.
Okay.
I want to make some rice.
If you could change anything about your school, what would it be?
Stop bullying. Because there's like a lot of bullying at school.
You know, Mr. Ricketts has tried for years. It doesn't succeed. What
no,
do you?
Yeah. Here's the thing.
Because everyone's interested in just getting home, and that's why they're getting bullied.
Well, here's the thing. Bullying's never going to fully go away. We can never get rid of it completely. But we can really, 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 really bring it down. Lessen it.
Instead,
bullying.
If you
add, like, getting angry, like, or like just bullying someone,
we were
not get you further. Like, you'll just be stuck on that thing.
If you ignore the person, it will not be a big problem.
Right, that problem won't get bigger if you just ignore them most of the time.
This
that's true.
One time we were interviewing someone, and they said that they went to like a school where they had uniforms.
Oh,
right.
And
yeah.
What happened was Mr. Akis was saying that because we're all wearing the same thing, they couldn't judge us off of our clothes.
Right. So it helps with the bullying. Does it get rid of it all?
No.
No.
You can make fun of somebody's
like
hair,
wear,
you
like,
could bully them for their size.
Because people will be wearing my shoes and they'll say, what are those?
Mm-hmm.
And then I would say, shoe.
No.
But they'll say, better than those.
No, you could say the same as yours. Like,
everybody don't wear my shoes.
Yeah,
everybody has shoes, so that's
like
the same thing like you wear.
But like, probably those are made out of cardboard.
What's your favorite time of sleep?
You guys are gonna know what?
What kind of shoes are
made
out of cardboard?
Are you serious?
How dare you?
How did they were so flexible?
How do you think I could do a basket?
Bro.
That's just like, is that a compliment? What?
Is that supposed to
be
a compliment?
I thought those were sugar and spice and everything.
No, exactly.
Well, you want to like powder puff girls.
What you made out of cotton?
This is the real one.
Boys are made of asbestos.
No, I made out of Pepsi.
You made
out
of
cotton.
You made out of cotton.
Yeah.
No,
girls
have
more knowledge.
Yeah.
And boys gonna do this stupid.
Yeah.
Need more knowledge.
Yeah.
No, but guys, here's the biggest
you
problem.
You guys boy eat too much sugar.
No, this is the biggest problem. Miss Lamica's trying to teach Mr. Rankin some fashion sense as well.
Yes.
It's not working.
He's
not
class.
I mean,
he's so grandpa.
And please, it always comes back to my class.
I'm trying to think of fashion chic, but I get plaid. Fashion chic.
I get grandpa.
Like, no. Teacher chic, I get plaid. So I get plaid.
Do you have any white pants or blue pants like that?
I do not have any white pants.
Why plaid?
How about that?
Blue? This is pretty blue.
Let's move on to the next question.
Yeah, Hemcleese is like a number one Mr. Thank you, Hemcleese. I appreciate that. What's the next question?
Okay. What fashion do you like?
Yeah.
Nothing.
Is that the clothes?
No, I like khakis.
Khakis, yeah. Khakis.
What's that?
It's a type of round.
These are khakis. These are just like bluish khakis.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Have you taken any fun trips?
Yes.
Where?
See the ball. Well, in a few months, like next month, I'm going to Saratoga State Park.
Oh.
Yeah, have you gone to this water slide? Are you, like, tall enough? Not tall enough.
I've been to the museum.
Can you take me?
Museum.
Can you please take me?
Wait, no!
I'll ask my brother.
Does your family have a tradition to, like, every summer go somewhere? Like,
yeah. Every summer we go to the Saratoga State Park.
Me, Selmore, and our other family members.
Yeah,
exactly. And then our other cousins and stuff. We would go to Six Flags or something, or a water park, a huge water park or something. Oh, yeah. And then we always do some.
Okay, I have something to say. Oh, can I go first? Okay. So, like, when it's the 1st of July, we usually go, I think it's, like, on the highway. You know how you go to Walmart?
Oh, yeah.
It's over there.
Like the Super Bowl with the escalators?
No, just regular.
No, the one, like, I don't know where it is. But you know, like, if you drive past just, like, billboards?
Yep.
Right? We usually go on there and bring a blanket with us and sit there and just sit on the billboard and watch the fireworks. But this year, since my grandma passed, we're going to go to her house.
And where's grandma?
I think today's my grandma's birthday.
Wait, the one that has your grandma and the one that I saw?
Me. The one that died.
How come your grandmother died?
She had lung cancer.
Oh, yeah.
And she was going to survive, but the doctor she went to, they kept, giving her surgery and stuff. So my grandma's, kind of going to sue them.
I'm sorry.
And they made her die.
Which fireworks did you go to?
Is it Ellie's?
I go to the doctor. You know where, the oldie is?
Yeah.
I went there July 4th.
Yeah, those
and I'm going there this year. And me and my mom made up our own tradition. Nice. It was her celebrating her birthday on my birthday.
Oh, really? Her birthday is on the 4th of July? She shares a birthday with our country. And yours is only 3 days prior. Mm-hmm. So you just celebrate all together. What's your favorite thing to do for your birthday?
That's a really, really big one.
Great Escape?
Yes.
My brother said that when it was somebody's birthday in your class that he did not bring no cupcake, and then all of y'all was whining because there wasn't no cupcake.
Everybody was whining.
Y'all were like, no, there's no cupcake. Where's the cupcake?
And please, he wouldn't whine about something.
No, I don't whine at all.
No, he's
like, wait, it's a connection.
Doesn't your mom and your brother share a birthday? Right?
Yeah.
They do.
They changed their birthdays?
No. Like my big brother now is turning 14 next week. Monday, Memorial Day. And then since he's turning 14, what he wants is something real.
And then my mom's birthday is on June 4th, 3rd.
They're going to go out to eat, both of them.
But now, we're staying with her.
I'm going to stay with my close mom or someone. Not fair.
What do you mean?
Why can't we all go? I'm gonna go to this Mexican restaurant.
Casare?
Yeah.
We're going on?
Yeah.
Why can't we go?
Nicole, you're not invited to everything.
So then go with your virus.
I'll sneak in the car.
She went to the aquarium without
inside the trunk. I was my
family.
And at the moment,
hide out in the trunk.
So we could do our
hide in the trunk.
At the moment,
I wasn't thinking of you right there, so.
Boy, rude.
I'm not always thinking about you guys.
And then we're not always thinking about you guys.
Okay, but what about when I'm sleeping? Am I thinking about you guys?
No. Oh, no. Give me the
dream. Okay. Have any of you guys rode in a road chunk before?
No, I have.
Yeah,
I have. It's actually really fun.
No, because my grandma was being sarcastic because she was like, I kept talking, right? She's like, you talking too much. I can't hear the movie because she like has a TV in the car. And then she's like, fine, I'll turn the music off. I mean, the movie off. I'm like, I don't care. I'll go to sleep. And then she's like, bet. So she turned the music on that loud. And I'm like, turn it down. She's like, no. And then I'm like, yes. And then she's like, go in the trunk. Move.
What?
She's like, go in the truck.
She literally
took me out. Threw me in the truck.
Here's the good news.
Close the thing. It drew, like, only a little bit. She's like, really?
All cars nowadays then, like, have to have an emergency opener in the trunk. Like a little latch. And if you're stuck in the trunk and you pull it, it'll pop open and you can get out. As usual, we were talking about you. You're the most famous guy in this whole radio club.
What?
I thought it was you.
What?
Thank you.
You're my best friend.
Thank you guys for listening to Yates Radio Club, and thank you,
Himikis,
whatever, for letting us interview you. Stay tuned to RadioYates.com.
YatesRadio.com.